Exclusive, Energy Committee's Barroso. Biden nominee covered up for eco-terrorists, no way she should lead BLM. By Ashley Oliver on July 8, 2021. Energy and Natural Resources Committee Ranking Member Senator John Barroso, RY, is continuing to speak out against President Joe Biden's controversial nominee to head the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, over her involvement in a past eco-terrorism plot. Barroso, who serves on the committee responsible for vetting the nominee, Tracy Stone Manning, told Breitbart News exclusively that there is no way she should oversee federal forests after her role in a 1989 tree spiking case and her inaccurate portrayal of that case on her Senate committee hearing questionnaire. The disgusting letter that Tracy Stone Manning typed and sent to the Forest Service was never a warning. It was always a threat, Barroso said of the profane letter Stone Manning sent to the U.S. Forest Service 30 years ago on behalf of an individual who was later convicted of tree spiking and sentenced to prison. During the same time that she sent the letter, Stone Manning was a graduate student at the University of Montana in Missoula and belonged to the radical environmental group Earth First, members of which partook in eco-terrorism during the 1980s and 1990s. As Breitbart News reported on the tree spiking case, in 1989, Stone Manning mailed a letter to the U.S. Forest Service on behalf of John P. Blunt, an individual in her circle of friends, crudely warning federal authorities that trees in Idaho's Clearwater National Forest that were scheduled to be cut down had been sabotaged with metal spikes to prevent them from being harvested. Tree spiking, as this form of sabotage is called, is both a crime and, according to the FBI's definition, an act of eco-terrorism that can be fatal to loggers or mill workers processing the spiked trees. After the Forest Service received the warning letter, Stone Manning and six other individuals in Missoula were the target of a 1989 grand jury investigation for which they were subpoenaed and required to submit fingerprints and hair samples. However, the 1989 grand jury did not uncover enough evidence to charge Blunt or anyone else with the crime. The case was not solved until Blunt's ex-girlfriend reported him to authorities 2 years later, and in doing so, also named Stone Manning as the person who mailed the letter for him. In exchange for immunity, Stone Manning testified in the 1993 trial against Blunt, who was convicted for the tree spiking crime and sentenced to 17 months in prison. Former BLM acting director William Perry Pendley references interviews in which Stone Manning admits she did not come forward about her knowledge of Blunt's 1989 tree spiking until her 1993 testimony. Stone Manning later filled out a questionnaire for her Senate confirmation hearing with inaccuracies related to the tree spiking case. Tracy Stone Manning covered up for those eco-terrorists, setting back the investigation by years, and she only cooperated with authorities when she was caught, Barroso observed, adding that she then lied to the Senate committee about the incident. There is no way that she should direct an agency that oversees almost 65 million acres of forest. In her Senate committee questionnaire, Stone Manning falsely claims she was never the subject of a criminal investigation and that the tree spiking case to which she is linked was merely alleged tree spiking. While Energy Committee Democrats have been silent on Stone Manning's nomination since the revelations about her involvement in the case and her handling of the questionnaire, multiple Republicans on the committee, in addition to Barroso, have expressed their opposition to her. Senator Jim Risch, RID, who represents a state in which BLM oversees more than 12 million acres of public land, said in a statement provided to Breitbart News, "Anyone familiar with this eco-terrorist practice of tree spiking doesn't consider Tracy Stone Manning exceptionally qualified." The Washington Post reported the White House is so far standing by Stone Manning's nomination and that it described her as exceptionally qualified. When Idahoans hear someone who conspired with tree spikers as the administration's pick to lead the largest land management agency in America, they are rightfully appalled. Conspiring with tree spikers is not a mistake, Risch added. Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., another member of the Energy Committee and often a swing vote within the Republican caucus, said she plans to reject Stone Manning's nomination, calling her involvement in any way in a tree spiking incident disturbing and her responses to Murkowski's Alaska-specific issues during her committee hearing unsatisfactory and evasive. An E&D News report stated Senator James Lankford, R.O.K., also on the committee, accused her of giving false answers to our questions in regard to the questionnaire. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.